You know, for many Americans, Super Bowl Sunday is about beer, but that's not how our next guest sees it. Gary Vaynerchuk is the proprietor and the host of WineLibraryTV.com. He also runs the Wine Library in New Jersey. He's a friend of our programs. He's also the world's ranking New York Jets fan. And boy, they could use a fan long about now, aren't they?
I love being known as the ranking number one Jets fan. I'll take it. Better than being the wine guy.
Let's see what you recommend for some specific things
sure.
a lot of people are going to be serving at Super Bowl parties. Okay.
Fire away.
Nachos.
Nachos. We're going to go with a wine called Passo a Passo. Mm-hmm. And you should see these glasses we have. These are tremendous.
they're French jelly jar glasses.
Yeah. Passo a Passo, it's 100% Verdejo from Spain. Mm-hmm. High acid, 8 to 10 bones a bottle. And a wine that would go tremendous with not only nachos, but if you are using guacamole as well. First, a sniffy sniff.
Okay.
You got to smell the wine.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Hmm.
What are you picking up on the nose?
Are
you getting acacia flowers at all?
Oh, I wouldn't have said that, but yeah. I am come to think of it.
You know
that you put it in my mind, yeah. I was going to say wheatgrass.
There is a grassiness component to it, and a little bit like a slice of lemon, almost what you'd put on the top of your lemon peel on the top of your espresso. So there's a little bit of a citrus play here as well.
Yeah.
Now give it a whirl. Wait till you see what the acid does.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
That is great for nachos.
I mean, to me, this
is... Oh, wow.
You're impressed, right?
Yeah.
And you know why? Because it's got a lime component. And I think a lot of people like...
That is great. And it's even got a nice label.
I mean,
you know?
It's green, so like the Jets, so that makes me happy.
it is kind of Jets green, isn't it?
Kind it of is, a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay.
What else you got?
They're not in the Super Bowl this year, but let's say, you know, Buffalo Wings.
You got it. Let's go to the red wine glass. Mm-hmm. I'll pour this for you. I've got an interesting play here. This comes from Chile.
Yeah.
This is an $8 bottle of wine. Again, you know, price has no impact on the quality of wine. So a lot of times people don't think about wine for Super Bowl because they don't want to serve junk.
Yeah.
But they can't spend a fortune because it's expensive. And what, are you going to have wine for 40 people?
So that's when they
Coors Light is easier. And don't forget, people don't drink as many glasses of wine as beers. So there is an absolute value play, even in an economy like this, to serve good wine and still make a smart budget play in comparison to beer and have great food and wine pairings.
Okay.
So what this is the Cantus, Cantus, Carmenere. It's a grape a lot of people have not had a lot of experience with out there. It's one of the original Bordeaux grapes, but it's really made a home and a name for itself in the last 5 years in Chile. I'm curious to see what you think here.
Black cherry?
Agreed.
But there's a little, there's notice something.
A basil-y green pepper
basil,
component, right?
So
it's got like cherries, but it's got greenness to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I like. I'm a big vegetable guy.
Ah, that's very tasty.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. That's light. Yeah,
this is interesting to me because you have to be a big fan of pomegranate. I mean, do you get it? There's like
pomegranate here.
Little chocolate action.
Mm, that's really good. You know what I'm thinking of, like with the buffalo wings?
Mm-hmm.
That'd really be good.
What I like...
That could just kind of like stop it cold, you know?
I think so too. You know, for a meatier kind of chicken play, I think that this black fruit and that pomegranate, little cranberry on that mid palate that you get, and then that shaved Snickers kind of milk chocolatey feel, it's got the length and the creaminess, I think, to match up with that kind of food.
All right. What about chili?
Chili's a tough play. It really, because there's so many variations out there. Believe it or not, I actually recommend...
Oh, yeah, because I mean, nowadays they make wild boar chili, they make pigeon chili, that sort of thing. I made that up, but in any event, I've had wild boar chili in Texas. Thank you.
I want some pigeon chili. Can we serve some? I'm not even kidding. I'm going to go somewhere pretty interesting on this. I've done this before. It's thrown people for a loop. I actually recommend Chardonnay for chili a lot of times. But...
Yeah.
Not the oak monster. That scary thing that comes out of California a lot when they over-oak the Chardonnay.
Yeah.
No, we're recommending a Tripos Macon from the Macon region in Burgundy, in White Burgundy. 100% Chardonnay. Again, a $12 wine from Tripoz is the producer, Tripos.
We're giving a sniffy sniff now, right?
We're sniffy sniffing. You're getting it.
Something almost like lemon and celery.
You know what's funny? I get a lot of celery on this wine.
Yeah.
A lot. I also get a little bit of a fig component on the nose.
I like it. Nice finish. Is that what we say? Nice finish? Yeah.
I think it's a little hollow in the mid palate, but you know what I'm getting?
Yeah.
A lot of pineapple on the back end.
Pineapple.
Are you getting it?
Exactly.
It's almost like Dole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like Dole juice, like the pineapples were taken out.
That's
and you're
what
drinking
it is.
Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
isn't that wild?
Good. Yeah.
It's really heavy. I don't even remember it having this much.
This could be a good breakfast wine.
It would. You know what? It would.
Yeah.
Breakfast wines
my
are
father-in-law
needed.
Looks for a breakfast
Everybody
wine.
Just got excited. There's a lot of people who need some breakfast wine.
Gary, always a pleasure to be talking to you. Okay?
It's a real pleasure.
Thanks very much. Gary Vaynerchuk. By the way, you can also find a link to Gary on our website, npr.org. Of course, you can also visit him in person at the Wine Library in Springfield, New Jersey. Why bother with Midtown Manhattan when they can come and see you in New Jersey?
Or the parking lot of Giant Stadium, any football Jets home game.
Oh, right. You'll be there, too,
I'll
come
there
to
too,
think of
so.
It. Okay. Thanks very much, Gary.
Thank you.